Good day from me, Advocate Nadine Barnard, the Legal Counsel of Freedom of Religion South Africa, or 4SA. This is a very important message regarding the proposed hate crimes and hate speech bill currently before Parliament and open for public comments until 1 October only. From a religious freedom point of view, 4SA's major concern relates to the hate speech sections in the bill. Because what the bill does is to, for the first time in South African law, criminalize certain forms of speech. As a result, if you had to potentially say something that someone else doesn't like, doesn't agree with, or finds offensive, they may lay a criminal charge against you with the police. You may be arrested and prosecuted, and if found guilty of the crime of hate speech, be sentenced to a fine and or up to 3 years in jail. The concern is that increasingly around the world, but also in South Africa, various portions of scripture, particularly on contentious issues such as life, gender, sexual orientation, are being regarded as politically incorrect. And increasingly, therefore, religious persons and organizations are being taken to court simply for preaching, teaching, or sharing their faith. Now, while the bill does contain a religious exemption clause, our concern is that the clause in its current form does not go far enough, and it actually needs to be strengthened in order to make very sure that everyone's constitutional right to religious freedom, including religious speech, remains protected. And this is particularly in light of a previous statement by the Deputy Minister of Justice that the current clause will probably only protect pastors when making religious statements from the pulpit. In light hereof, 4SA calls upon religious persons and organizations to make submissions on the bill by no later than the deadline date of 1 October. Now, when the first draft of the bill came out a number of years ago already, government literally received tens of thousands of submissions on the bill, the majority of which came from religious persons and organizations. And it was because of this major pushback that we were able to persuade government to include a religious exemption clause in the first place. And we ask you, therefore, to now again, even if you previously, in the previous round, made submissions, make your voice heard on the current draft of the bill, which is now before Parliament and therefore a step closer to being adopted. Template submissions, both for individuals and organizations, are available on the 4SA website at www.forsa.org.za. Make sure to send in your submission today and let others know to send in a submission as well. Our faith and our freedom depend on it. Thanks for watching. Please do like and share. Until next time, goodbye.